Good evening, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
As you're aware, very few people actually vote in nonpartisan elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the nonpartisan primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote, just somewhat likely, not very likely or not at all. Or I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot.
Definitely, I won't vote.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
Definitely?
Yes. Okay.
And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
Early in person.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political
Independent.
Party?
Independent.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African-American, Asian, white, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
46 to 55.
And you will now be given a short list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, just let me know. You can indicate it as well, okay? Just for candidates. The first one is Cindy Lerner. Do you recognize the name, Cindy Lerner?
No.
Never heard of? Okay. Richard Brasnick. Do you recognize the candidate?
Not either.
Kamala Harris. How would you rate
yes.
Kamala Harris? Very favorable, just somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And the last one, Raquel Regalado. How would you rate her?
Very favorable.
Very favorable. Thank you. And now we're almost done with this survey. Thank you so much for your help. We are 65%. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? For County Mayor, Manny Cid, Miguel Quintero, Daniela Levin Cava, Shlomo Danziger, Carlos Garin, Alexander Otaola, or Eddie Rojas?
Daniela.
And would you say you are definitely voting for Daniela Levin Cava, or probably?
Yes, probably.
Definitely. Probably, okay. If the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Cindy Lerner, or Richard Brasnick?
Raquel Regalado.
And would you say you are definitely voting for Raquel Regalado, or probably?
Probably.
And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission, yes or no?
Yes.
And what did you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely to vote for her or less likely? Or if it made no difference, you can indicate it as well.
No difference.
No difference. And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County? Or no?
No.
And the last few questions, just two more questions before we finish. For classification purposes only, if you were to label yourself, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Very conservative or just somewhat?
Yes, somewhat.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, from college?
College
graduate? Okay. And what is your national ancestry?
Colombian.
Colombian, okay. And in your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? Speak Spanish
mostly.
And English equally? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak
yes.
some English too. Okay.
Yes.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
All right.
Thank
you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye.